Everybody, man, it's another episode of the Detroit Joe. Hey, I want to start off apologizing to Cincinnati. I know a lot of people think we didn't do anything since we didn't do the homeless event in Cincinnati. We did do something. I teamed up with a local retail store, and we gave money for the Children America Hospital. So we raised over $8,000 for that. So the Detroit Show team, I cooked out for like 4 weekends straight. So we did do something charity in Cincinnati. It just wasn't a homeless event. What's going on, Jordan?
Man, we back in here for another episode of the D-Star Show, baby.
Man, we got some great things going on, man. Coming up, man. September's going to be a big month for us, man. We have a live show, so I'm ready for that, man.
Yeah, we got a lot in store for the listeners. And, you know, the first live show, it's going to be for all the listeners because it's going to be a live show. We're going to stream it live. But, you know, the listeners who do happen to come and attend the event will get a benefit of us raffling off some items. We got a small space where you can have a Q&A for all of the members of the show. We'll have drinks. We'll have good food. We'll have a time when it comes to a live show that we're planning for September.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that, man. I think it's gonna be pretty nice, man. I saw the pictures today, man. So I think it's gonna be, you know, things gonna be pretty smooth, man.
Yeah. I think that, you know, man, a lot of listeners are gonna be like, "Damn, these boys really throwing events like that." Oh yeah, we out here doing it big, baby.
And some of the prizes, man, are the bomb. You know what I'm saying? So. You got to listen to win, you know what I'm saying, and know what you got to do to get these prizes. Also, we're going to be sending, I think we enjoyed talking about today, 2 lucky students bike to school with some school supplies and things like that. So on each show, we'll tell you how you can register to win, to be that student or be that parent to get that free stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was telling D earlier, you know, one of my cousins is going off to school, so I really want to support her college endeavors and everything that she want to do.
Just take a little pressure off the parents, you know what I'm saying? It's back to school, you know, people still got bills, but, you know, especially if you're sending one of your kids to high school for the first time or off to college, I think the little supplies, the book bag or whatever we can give you, man, it'll be a little help out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where the rest of the show is, but we shooting the show tonight indefinitely.
Yeah, they actually someone said they're gonna be getting on the late. I hate to start on they part. So, do you have anything in the listener letter that we had? I mean, you can discuss before they get on.
Let me see what we got in the archives, man. I'm pretty sure we do got a listener letter, and we appreciate all the listeners that write in to the show. 100%, man. We need y'all. We need y'all to subscribe, like the Spotify, listen to us on iHeart, and everything in between.
Yep. Joe, why you looking it up? We'll start off with Nikiva. What's going on? 411 with Nikiva.
Nikiva in the building, baby.
Hey, y'all. Sorry for my tardiness. I know I'm highly anticipated. I know I'm highly anticipated for this segment. So 411 with Kiva. I do gotta get to my notes. I literally just walked in the house. I probably should have hopped on this fast, but you know I gotta give the people what they want.
Yeah, you funny. All right, so we finna get back into it. What was we talking about? We got a listener letter that I'm finna go through real quick. Hold on. And this was one of the ones that we read on one of the show, not the shows, meetings we had, but I really didn't understand it. But I'm gonna read this shit slow so y'all don't understand that I got, you know, dyslexia potentially. So hold on. So here we go. This says, if you are cool with both parties and you hear or see them with another individual, do you have a conversation with your boy about it first to see what the situation is, or do you tell the female party what you saw? So I don't even understand who's who in this situation.
Hey, I'm gonna reach out to that listener while we on the show, man, and see can he actually give us some input.
Cause it, I mean, to me, do I call my partner or do you tell the female party? I mean, which side do I know? Like, first of all, I mean, me just like selling people out off top without knowing what's going on is kind of wild anyway.
In some cases, though, it ain't none of my damn business. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? Exactly.
But then the people, I always want to flip the question, would you want to know? And in some cases, you don't want to know. You know, some people say they want to know certain things you don't really want to know.
You don't. You don't, 100%. Because, listen, the reality of it is, when you find out, what you're going to do with that information?
Yeah, break down and cry. Like, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if I see something going on, if it don't seem right, I'm going to say something. And if I really don't know, in that moment, I'm probably going to say something, and then I'm just going to go off the vibe of what I get. Now, if I'm not going to say nothing if I see it's like strictly a like, oh, that's a cousin if I know the cousin, or that's, you know, whatever. But I mean, I think it's just kind of like cold. Like, you see something, say something.
But you know that, Nakiba, sometimes you say something and the person get mad at you. Like you the one.
And I ain't gonna say nothing no more after that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you was the one with him. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. So that's gonna be all it takes for me to know. All right, boom. Don't worry about it.
And now they acting out on you because you told them.
Call you all kind of bitch ass niggas.
Yeah. Hey, my heart wouldn't be broken if you wouldn't say it now.
I mean, but it depends on too, like, I would never, if my friend is not really like with this person, I would never, or if they're trying to get over a person, I'm never going to be like, oh, I just seen XYZ doing XYZ. I hate when people do that. If you know somebody's trying to get out of a toxic situation or over somebody and you just like constantly coming at them, like what you see and what you heard, that ain't like real friend behavior to me. But if this is somebody you with and you together with, and I'm like talking to you and I know for a fact you don't know that they here or who they here with, I'ma just say something. It might be general, but I'ma say something and I'm just gonna see where it go from there.
Ain't no my damn business. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, really, cause
then somebody in the end game, it come out that you knew what was going on and you ain't say nothing. It's like, why you ain't say nothing?
But what if you did say something and it wasn't even what y'all thought it was?
Okay, well, it ain't for you to say what you think you saw. You just say exactly what you see. Hey.
But I'm saying, somebody going to misinterpret this shit.
That's up to them. Line. I'm going to report the facts. I see XYZ here with a brown-skinned girl with curly hair. This might be his cousin. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I see. Now, from there, you can handle it. Or you could not handle it. But I'm just going to tell you.
I don't know, man. Shit, me? Shit, Shorty was, I tell my partner, bro, like, shit.
Like, man, his business?
Yeah, bro, because really, you don't know what the fuck going on. Let's say Shorty bad as hell. Let's say Shorty bad as hell, but it really is his cousin. Like, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I may play it off like this, but, oh, you and so-and-so still together?
Yeah, you messy, D. You messy in the bed, like.
What's really a good way to go about it, if you really don't know, is just go over there and speak to the person. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Oh, okay, who is this?
Now you're in the middle of shit. Hey.
No, I just asked the question. Hey, how you doing? And then that's it.
And keep it moving.
And be like, oh, and then if they say that's their friend or their cousin, when you talk to your friend, it's like, oh, I seen XYZ with his cousin, Keisha.
And see, there you go again.
They exactly. Shouldn't have lied. If they told me that's their cousin, then what's the problem? Why you lie?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. You know what I'm saying? If Vivian tell somebody, you that's his cousin.
You speak and you say, hey, somebody introduce somebody as somebody that, at that point, you're not being messy. You shouldn't have lied. All I did was come say, hey, how you doing? You know a motherfucker gonna be like, how you doing? This is my friend. Such and such, especially if they know who you is, they're gonna be trying to cover it up or they're gonna be telling the truth. So, and then when I talk to my friend later, I'm gonna be like, oh, I seen XYZ. He said he was with his cousin Keisha. And if she be like, who's Keisha? I'm like, I don't know. You need to ask him. That's what I seen. The way he said it was Keisha.
Well, you could just left that shit alone.
No, nah, because then what if something go further and your friend like, girl, he cheating on me with some curly-headed bitch and you already knew and you ain't never said nothing.
It ain't that you wouldn't knew. You, hey, you just out. Hey, look, I was drinking. Hey, hey, when she bring it up, hey, when you bring it up to me, I'm like, damn, dog, it's since you said that, man. Damn, I think, hey, I thought I saw one night when I was in the club.
I'm gonna say something off rip unless I know you're the type of person that really don't give a fuck. Some people be like, you know, let them have their time out when they have out. I trust my partner, and then I'ma know like shit. I ain't saying shit like they don't want to hear that shit, like. But I don't know,
man. It is a point everybody do need to mind their business, but it is also a point where I think people need to intervene.
You ain't even got to intervene. Just be like, hey, how you doing?
But you know, but hold on. You know you intervening.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, come on, let's not play like this fucking, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what the fuck going on, bro. Like, we know damn well what we going over that for. Because if we didn't go over that, we would just go back and with the extra lie, information.
If you lie, that's on you. I'm going to go over there and let you tell me what you're doing. If I suspect something, I ain't going to just run and say what I suspect. I'm going to be like, he said he was with his cousin. I seen Jody with his cousin at the bar.
Jody with his
cousin. I'm going to tell you what you do. You take a picture, get somebody else's phone,
that's
and,
what,
send, a text, my and God. Just send a text. Boom.
Because I'm going to FaceTime. I didn't FaceTime.
That's fucked up.
FaceTime and zoom in.
Yeah, fucked up, dog.
Man, cause then that way I ain't telling you nothing. You finna see for yourself who is this.
But now you're saying, hey, now you part of the murder. If she come up there and nut up, come on now.
Nah, she go up there and nut up. We good. We together. I'm gonna get out of it.
Yeah, you out. You out of self thinking that.
I'm just saying, especially if you don't know that couple, like for real, it's a new couple. Just let your friend know, then let them take care. They say, girl, I don't be giving a fuck about what he be doing, XYZ. I don't know who that is. He grown, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then you know going forward not to say nothing. You just gauge the situation. You gauge how the person will want you to handle it. You know, the level of friendship, how y'all handle y'all friendship, then you go from there.
You know when they say that, they do really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Now they just shot like, damn, not my damn girl know he cheating on me.
Man, most of the time the friend know anyway.
Funny you say
it. So you saying a friend know that another dude cheating
if somebody dude is cheating on them, their closest friend, 9 times out of 10, especially if you're in a small area, you're not going to be the first to find out when you find out. If your man really cheating and you live in a small town such as like Gary, you're not going to be the first to know.
Damn.
Alright, boys, we out here, man. You can't be out here cheating, man. Shit.
Not in Gary.
Tighten up.
And they gonna snitch on you out here. No, they gonna have you on Facebook. They gonna post a picture. They gonna
That's going too far, man. Cause it really ain't none of your damn business.
All
right, I believe y'all. I'm with y'all when y'all right, but I'm just saying, me, I'm saying. And I want somebody to say something to me till I tell them. Don't say something to me.
Yeah, you funny.
Now y'all upset and shit because the motherfucker said something.
If I no, just say something. Then once I tell you, like, you know what, I don't even need to know what he doing. He grounded. Don't tell nothing else after that. But if I be like, what? Send me that picture. Then you know I want to see going forward.
I see. All right. So what's going on in the 411? We got another listener letter that we'll touch bases later on in the show. I think that was a little deeper. That Jordan.
That shit
was
too funny.
So did y'all did we talk about Jamie Foxx making a comeback?
Nah,
no, I was supposed to be teaming that on, but Jamie Foxx did make a announcement that, you know, he did tell his team to be on the hush hush, and they did a good job about it.
Yeah, they did a hell of a good job making sure that they kept everything under wraps with him. And I wanted to also bring up the movie that he also starred in that came out on Netflix called They Clone Tyrone, because it was definitely good and it was giving sci-fi ghetto drama
comedy. First of all, don't call that shit ghetto, brother.
It was a little ghetto. It was giving like, I mean, I know ghetto is not like a genre, but it was giving like the culture, urban. let me get my words together. Urban, sci-fi, comedy, drama. And I think it was really just opening our eyes to some stuff. Now, people got their conspiracy theories talking about some, oh, wow, it's crazy how Jamie Foxx was off the radar and he was, like, you know, under the weather as all of this was happening until the movie actually aired. And now, all of a sudden, he's, you know, back talking. And some would say that he looks drastically different. But obviously, if the man was sick, he's going to look a little different. You may look pale, may look like you lost some weight. So, we glad Jamie Foxx is doing, you know, better. We hoping that he's not a clone. Just joking.
Yeah, a lot of people say he was a clone.
Yeah, like, because the movie, they clone Tyrone is about a clone. In the movie, Jamie Foxx was cloned several times. So, you know, conspiracy theories talk, but we hoping that Jamie is all good. So also that they say that Quavo from the Migos was reportedly among some passengers that was on a yacht in Miami that was allegedly robbed and a robbery had took place. Yeah. A lot was taken from them during this robbery, and there was other celebrities on this yacht also. So it says the Miami Beach police have launched an investigation following the report of an armed robbery that allegedly took place on the yacht Sunday night. According to the local 10 News, a police report states that Quavo was reportedly among the passengers that were present on that boat when the alleged incident occurred. Cornell Whitfield and Antony, pronounce their name. It's giving a hard name. But anyways, Cornell Whitfield and another one.
He was giving a hard day.
Have been identified as a suspect in the alleged incident, as it was reported. They were very aggressive toward the boat captain, the boat crew, and demanded a refund after those on board were told that the rental time had been running out of the boat and it needed to be returned.
But so, how do you know the people that's on the yacht with you? Come on now.
You know,
so
when
you
people
think it was a setup?
Yeah, it gotta be a setup, man. How random people getting on the yacht with these type of people? Come on now.
Well, you know, rich people, they be doing weird things, in my opinion.
They be doing weird ass shit.
They don't be thinking straight, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but think about it, y'all. Hey, we all got a yacht. We on the yacht. And we don't invite so many people. Now, we know when this one motherfucker on this yacht, before we even take off, hey, look, well, who you with? You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
But sometimes people go to yacht parties and boat parties, and it's not just like your party on the yacht.
I feel you. We ain't made it there yet, so when we get there, then we'll understand.
You know, I've been on a yacht or two. You know,
kick a bit off the yacht, but y'all gotta go. Fuck you, Toast.
Hey, you're out in the middle of the fucking ocean, but you gotta get off.
What? Yeah. Swim back. Oh, y'all know how to swim? Oh shit!
I don't.
Hey, it ain't that, man. I don't know how to swim. I'm not a great swimmer. But my thing is, man, shit. My rule of thumb is, if I can't stand up in that shit, I don't need bed.
Heavens. Damn.
No, my thing, man. People been taking out with this water, man. Shit. This here in Cincinnati the other day, man. A motherfucker was fishing, and a wave came through, and they still ain't found this motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah.
I keep hearing Jordan. That must be you with the train in the background.
Yeah, that's me. I'm outside.
You going to catch the train?
But no, it's just a little train going by. Because
at this point, it's like giving ad libs for the background.
A midnight train.
A midnight train. Oh, I want to talk to y'all too. So, Young Miami, her son was allegedly seen at Rolling Loud having a ball backstage, throwing money at dancers in the club.
That's crazy.
And the girlies on Twitter want to know if she's going to address it. So Cardi Supremacy on Twitter said that he's a 6-year-old. He shouldn't be out that late, and he shouldn't be throwing money at strippers. It's okay to admit that you're wrong and try to become a better mother. Young Miami responded that he's 10. Another person responded, we could have just ignored this, but what? And then Young Miami responded, but I'm in this hole, so what's up? And then she also responded, that's why I don't post my kids. Y'all B-words can talk a sore in y'all mouth about me, but I'll never give y'all a chance to have an opinion about my kids. I don't give a F. I mean, it's really just giving inappropriate that this 10-year-old is in the strip club surrounded by grown men with thousands of dollars in his hand, throwing it at strippers.
Exactly.
Right, I know we bias a lot, man, but a 10-year-old boy ain't got no business being in no damn strip club. That's the bottom line. No, he ain't got no business to be in no 10 strip club.
That won't be free.
And they were justifying it. JT and Carisha were justifying it by saying that, hey, he's at Rolling Loud. He's having a time. He's having a ball. Y'all need to stop reaching. Little Uzi had a booby trap set. Nobody touched him or got near him. He had fun and is of age for a festival. Yeah, he's of age for a festival, but he's not of age to be participating in behavior like as raunchy as like throwing money at half naked women.
I'm gonna say it. Hey, that's a form of child. You know
yeah,
saying?
it's just not a good look.
Not necessary, bro. It's really not necessary when you think about it. Cause just like, look, he would have also been okay without that experience.
He could have went to the festival and enjoyed the music without having that part of it as a thing.
Right, come on, man. You could have took him to the Cincinnati Jazz Festival or something. Come on, to a script club. Come on, man.
Yeah, do better. Parents, do better, man.
Yeah, then I don't care what status you got, man. That embarrassed me. You called on yourself right now.
Yeah, and then always be some black people doing some country ass shit like this on social media, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Do that shit. Even if you is gonna do that country ass shit, do it in private, bro.
In private.
As a celebrity, bro, y'all need to be more private because y'all got motherfuckers imitating y'all lives like it's something to do, and it ain't. It ain't.
That shit crazy, man. Me personally, man, I feel like that's a form of child abuse. You know what I'm saying? They always want to goddamn take parents to jail on some stupid shit. Now, hey, check that shit down. Come on now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that was just, you know, kind of out of line. And I don't think, in my opinion, there was nothing wrong with him being at the festival. But as far as the at women that are like three times his age, literally, and in the way that they were dancing and how they were clothed, I just don't think that was appropriate.
Yeah,
bro,
exactly. Like, it's okay to be strippers, even no matter who throwing the money at them. Like, nah.
I mean, I think we have to stop like thinking that masculinity is over sexualizing young boys at an early age. Like, if that was a little girl at a male strip club throwing money, it would be a totally different conversation.
What is it? And I'm agree with you 100% on that. Hey, and me personally, a kid is a kid.
Way it go, yeah, exactly. It's a negative influence.
Yeah, 10 years old, come on. Now, it's a difference if you said, okay, I took my 17, 18-year-old son to the strip club. Now, me personally, I may be like, he ain't 21 yet, but hey, look, boom.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
That's the difference because they're approaching an age where that's appropriate. 10 years old, you're nowhere near.
Yeah, 10 years old, you should be nowhere near. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to be messed up. And one of your friends he got this bread and she sleep with him. Now you messed up. Now you're looking like old Kelly. Come on now.
Because dang. I love Lil Boosie, but I also did not, I was not like a fan of when he said that what he allowed to happen to his son at a young age, like as far as his manhood and having women perform acts on him, you know, to make sure he likes vagina and stuff like that. I'm not a fan of stuff like that.
My thing is with that there, as a parent, it's a certain age that you gotta talk to these kids. You gotta stop letting, like we said on a show before, you gotta start letting the school and the streets raise these kids. You know your child is looking at sex or thinking about sex, you gotta have a real live conversation with these kids versus, man, doing stupid shit like this. You know what I'm saying? If I knew my child was thinking about having sex, why the fuck I'm gonna goddamn put a stripper pole down in the basement and be like, hey,
exactly.
That's crazy. You know, it's you got to tell them the do's and the don't. And
exactly.
As I get older, you know, our parents told us, hey, look, you just don't do it. They ain't give you no reason behind it, you don't do it. But now, I feel like you can't tell these kids not to do it because when you tell a child not to do something, they want to try it. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you can't stop them. You're not supposed to get 24 hours a day. You can't stop them. So the thing is, hey, look. Hey, I recommend that you don't do it. But if you decide to do it, you need to use these condoms. You know what I'm saying? You need to protect yourself. But as a parent, just throwing it out in their face, no. Now, I see if he was with a friend, a young cousin, or another cousin, and they did that, it'd be something different. But you, your parent, and they got you in the club, that's crazy.
So yeah. The thing is, they're saying that JT had the child.
That don't even matter, bro.
I'm just saying, to his point of the parent not doing it, it was allowed, and then you also are just going along with it. So
no, nah, man, and then the status that you hold as a celebrity, you are a mentor, people look up to you, as you know, so people love your music and stuff like this, and you allow shit like this, you know what I'm saying? Have me as a parent or allow my child to goddamn want to follow you and be like you as a role, you know, consider you as a role model.
Nah, 100%.
Come on, you allowing your child to come on. That ain't cool.
But at the same hand, we never should have let goddamn celebrities be our kids' role models to begin with.
Right. But every kid got somebody they want to say, hey, I want to be like this. I want to do this. I want to do that. But the thing is, like Jordan said about a year ago on the show, man, a lot of rappers, a lot of these superstars, they're not living the life that they put out.
They're not.
And so now your kid, like a lot of people around here, man, listen to all this hard gangster music. And the people that's singing all this hard gangster music, they ain't even living it. And you know, I like Plies, but Plies, the music Plies sang, he's not that person.
Nah, he's not.
He got that's that struggle, you know what I'm saying? But it rap and he sound good, you know what I'm saying? And but people out there listening to it and they're taking it in and thinking, okay, hey, look, yeah, I'm just like Plies. Really, you don't know the real Plies. You know, so that's
crazy, bro. Shit, tragic, bro. Nah, no cap, bro. It's sad that our young people are really influenced by the rap music and shit like that without no mind of their own. Because at this stage in the game, man. Who's really raising the kids?
What?
Who's really raising?
And the thing is, parents got to stop, man. They got to stop and find time. I understand this country, man, inflation. Some people got to have more than one job. But you still got to find time to be a parent. If you had these kids, you got to find time to be a parent.
Even if you signed up for that.
Yeah, even if you're a missing parent in the household, you still got to find time to be a parent. Because at the end of the day, man, these things that these kids out there do in the world, it represents you. It comes back on you at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Because now, when you do something in school, people look back, hey, I wonder what his parents did.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? But, it's man, we got to do better, man. As a black culture, not trying to make it a regular racial thing, but when you look at our culture, we the one down there, we at the bottom right now. We at the bottom. We're at the bottom on when it comes to raising our kids and trying to leave some for our kids. You got other cultures, man, that's the plan soon to have kids. Hey, look, I want to leave my kid a house. I want to leave my kid some money. You know what I'm saying? And not to try to say everybody in our culture like that, but it's a lot of kids lose their parents and, hey, look, the parents just gone. They ain't leaving nothing. They didn't have anything and leave them.
Yeah, exactly.
And my thing is, you know, people say it's the American dream to have a house. It's a lot of stuff behind it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get it. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of stuff behind it, being a homeowner.
It takes a lot of hard work to do any of this shit, man. Real talk.
But my thing is, you know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. Everybody don't want a house.
Nah, they don't.
Thing is, if you don't pay for an apartment for 20 years, you can't leave that to your kids. That ain't your apartment. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't lying.
Come on, that ain't yours. Go, when something happens to you, they gonna clean that mug up unless they gonna continue paying the rent, though.
Yeah, they gonna clean that bitch up in a heartbeat. And have somebody in the next week.
Next week. Hey, mama stayed up for 20 years. Come on. You know what I'm saying? But even if you want to live in an apartment and you don't want to have that type of responsibility, we need to start making CDs, put money on it for these kids, you know what I'm saying? Start investing, doing your kids. And
he ain't talking about CDs like the mixtapes.
Right.
He's talking about... Because, you know, a lot of people like, damn, how I'm going to make a CD for my kid? Nah, he ain't talking about that kind of CD. CD stands for a certificate of deposit at a bank, you know what I'm saying? So we'll get into that a little bit later, but that's how that goes.
Yeah, man. It's just like me, man. My 401k, I feel like it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? It's for me to set up for my family, to make sure my family's cool. You know what I'm saying? They good.
Yeah.
Because when I leave here, okay, hey, look, I left you something. You got something.
Exactly.
And you know, people don't think, man, you know, so.
Yeah, man. A lot of people don't think, bro. A lot of people think that this shit is sweet. And a lot of people think that this shit easy, bro, and it ain't. Because, you know, you got to leave your kids something at the end of the day.
And that goes back to this sex thing, man. I was just talking to my boys the other day, man. And they were like, man, we just started summer and going back to school. You may not remember, Jordan, but a couple years back, a lot of schools, you know, in California, they go to school year-round. And they get a couple weeks out. A lot of states are trying to go to that. And the reason being they was going to that is because a lot of teen pregnancy. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And they was cutting down on a lot of teen pregnancy. But you think about it, especially like I'm gonna use the state of Georgia, for example. You get your kids out of your kids get out of school in May and say we don't go back to September. Mm-hmm. And when they did a survey in that time period on how many people had kids.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? How many teenagers had kids in that time period versus a state that had their kids go to school year round?
Damn.
Because you think about it, in the summertime, hey, unless you're a school teacher or something, you're a parent, you still got to go to school. You still got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Now
yeah,
your kids exactly. Home for the summer, that's a free 8 hours. Out of that 8 hours, you can say you know what your kid doing in the 8 hours, but you really don't. Because when you pull out in the morning, the John John could be coming down the street and they letting John John in the back door.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, so man, it's you stupid.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Hey, look, D, you been there, done that.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, dog. And it happens, bro. You know what I'm saying? So teen pregnancy is adding up, but think about it. You out there, like we always say, having sex for sports. I'm going to try to clean my language up a little bit. You 13, 14 years old, you're not thinking about a family. You're not thinking about a kid. You're a kid yourself. You know what I'm saying? So if you go out there and have a baby at 13, 14, that child right there already didn't have a fair chance.
Yeah, and, no, you know right. What I'm saying?
A baby having a baby. Therefore, now, if your mom is already struggling to have to take care of you as a child, now she got to take care of a grandchild, or man. Now we got a baby in the adoption system and people don't know their family. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I never would tell a teenager, hey, look, don't have sex, because you can't stop them from having sex. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself. And if you can wait. Young ladies, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put you on a little game right here. Some people may be like, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? D, why you putting it out here like this? But I got daughters, you know what I'm saying? You can wait. If he say he don't want to be with you because you're not out there doing XYZ, that ain't the one for you. You know what I'm saying? Every little boy going to have a game. They're going to do it.
Yeah.
But my thing is, hey, look, it's time to wait. And if you're a boy, because everybody else doing it, they don't mean you got to do it. You got to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think the reality to a lot of this shit is like, listen, you don't have to be that way because you see everybody else being that way. And I think a large part of why youth don't become better, not even better, like more productive members of society, is because we don't show them and open them up to all the things that they could do outside of the shit that they want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I was listening to a post on Instagram the other day, and it was this guy saying how he hates the generation. And he was saying, like, his son said, how can you hate our generation when y'all created us? You know what I'm saying? So it really go to say, like, the people who was born in the 60s probably raised the folks from the 80s and 90s. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, well, let's look at it. The people who was alive in the 80s, bro, who have been alive since the 60s, bro, you know, shit, them folks went through some shit. It was a lot of different factors going on. But and I think, I think parenting fails at all levels, bro. Not even just like older, younger, newer, whatever. I think that you could be, you could fall short at any point in time.
But you know what I think really happened, man? Like with these, especially the newer generations, it was babies having babies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If I'm down there having a kid, down there is still in my same generation, and now they raising kids up to be your friend.
Yeah, that's true.
My kid ain't my damn friend.
Yeah.
You do what the fuck I tell you to do. You know what I'm saying? You ain't my damn friend. You know?
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah, come on. Hey, look. Yeah, I run this shit. Hey, if you don't like how I run the castle, you move the fuck out of the castle.
All right, then.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, now.
Bye.
This shit.
Bye.
How the hell a kid gonna tell me what to do in my motherfucking house? It don't work that way.
They ain't.
But that's a big problem now, though, Jordan, man. This new generation, man, the kids want to run shit. And they ain't paying shit, but you want to run it.
But that's on the pants, bro. I think... You know, and I ain't gonna get into it because I know we got other topics. I think that the generation that we got going on now, man, you gotta be soft. Like, they want everybody to be soft and accepting of everything. Yeah, and everything is not soft, bro. You can't be accepting of everything. There are some non-negotiables.
Right.
Like, that's just what it is. Some shit that is non-negotiable. It's like, hey, man, look, it is what it is.
So I got to ask, before we on this topic here, I do want to ask this question here. So you grown, but you still stay in your parents' house.
Nah.
Don't you still listen to your parents?
You better. You better. Because if you didn't, you'll just go get your own place, bro. Do what you want to do.
There you go. But these kids nowadays, they want to yell out the word, I'm grown, but you ain't doing grown folks' responsibility.
But even still, then, even if you was grown, bro, and living in your own space, why is it so negative to listen to your people, bro? Like, why is that you know what I'm saying? Why is that such a thing? Like, nah, fuck them.
Bro, it's just like right now, man, if I was living at home and my pop said, hey, look, you need to be in that 11. I gotta be in that 11. Yeah, I'm grown, but guess what? I ain't in my own home. I gotta abide by that man rules. Like you said, Joy, hey, man, we're in the household, we gotta abide by the rules. You said, hey, look. Hey, my doors need to be locked at 11 or don't come here. I got to come up with a plan. At 10:58, hey, I better be got there and run a marathon to get in the door.
Man, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's his rules. If I don't like the rules, I go get my own.
Exactly. He told you what it was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But a lot in this generation, too, they think a lot of parents supposed to take care of them forever. And it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Technically, if you look at the law say, hey, look, I take care of you till age 18. And you're grown. But us as parents, we try to make sure our kids are steering in the right direction, but they still go out and do the stupid shit.
But you still could, like, you know what I'm saying? What end up happening is you damn near end up spoiling them and they don't know no better. Or, you know what I'm saying? That you end up being too hard on them, and they try to go opposite against you anyway. But I think that, you know, I think it you need more so like group culture, parenting and ideas, because the individual shit, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Yeah, but it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier, you know, Jordan. Babying these kids, especially a young man. Babying these kids, man, and you the one financially taking care of these kids, all the way to 30, 40 years old, and they always competing on you. Everybody got an end date. Everybody's life is going to expire one day. So when you leave here, you just set them up for failure.
Yeah, you do.
Because they don't know nothing but you taking care of them. So now they try to go find a woman or they try to find a man to take care of them because that's what they used to.
Yeah, you do, bro. I 100% agree.
You got to teach these kids, man. You got to teach them. Because if we don't teach them, hey, the jail's going to be full. So they're going to be out there doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and It is what it is. Hey, we don't went on the rampage on that top of that, man.
Hey, well, what else we got, man?
Hey, kid, you got, Nikki, you got anything on 401?
No, I think I had went through pretty much everything that I was gonna bring up. I wanted to mention about, I don't know if we had talked about how the judge declared a mistrial in YNW Melly's double murder case that everybody was kind of following, and everybody was kind of antics in the courtroom and the lack of evidence that they had against him, the way they was kind of, even though they played his whole mixtape in court. it was considered a mistrial, but a lot of people don't know a mistrial does not equal not guilty. They can take it to trial again if they like, but right now they're just basically saying as a jury and as a court that they don't have enough evidence to continue this trial. That doesn't mean that it can't be retried. So, but hey,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, but in a sense, he kind of beat the case, but he didn't beat the case. But people are celebrating that victory.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Before we go into the listening letter and Jordan come back, hey, this Alabama girl, man, you know, basically everybody was praying, hey, they hope they found her and all this stuff here. I know Kiana's supposed to be talking about it tonight, but she's not on. How you feel about that?
So look, I actually am a little pissed about that, because my biggest thing is that as Black women, we already have enough problems getting the press that we need when something goes wrong, the presentation that we need, the manpower behind what we need when something like that happens, and it's a real thing. We already are like unprotected in a lot of sense. So for you to go as a Black woman and play about something so serious, that's just giving, I think, the naysayers more fuel to the fire to say like that what we say or what we, you know, what we go through a lot of the times or things that happen to us are unimportant or that we're being, you know, dramatic. We face the, and then she's a nurse from what I know, or she was in school to be a nurse, or she was already a nurse. And I just think that that just puts so much like bad light on us as women, especially as Black women. We already face a lot when it comes to the medical field, having to fight for care, having to fight when we're in pain, for somebody to take the things and our concerns seriously, or to advocate for us or what's best for our body, and not just think that, you know, oh, we're being dramatic, or oh, we're complaining. There's a lot of women who have daggers because people simply don't listen to us, and people simply don't think that we tell the truth about a lot of things, not only things as serious as abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, medical challenges, but all across the board. So for her to go and play with something like that, I thought that it was really sick in the mind. I think she needs some help. And I feel like it was just a bad look for the culture of females, and, you know, for herself. I hated that she did that to herself. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, that was crazy. But hey, one thing we did find out, y'all right here Googling shit on how can you do XYZ. Hey,
that's the first thing they looking up for.
Hey, them boys pulled up everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, guys, not trying to say, hey, look, if you're doing something, not trying to say it's okay to go out and hurt somebody or whatever, but when you Google this shit, man, they can figure this shit out. The technology right now, man, you think because you sent a text 10 days ago, they can't pull it back up. They can pull that shit back up. And thank God for technology, man, and realize that she was full of shit, man. But, you know, you had a lot of people out here praying, hoping that you was okay. And it was sad. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah, people actually putting together a task force and people to find you and doing the work and praying and searching, and all of those good deeds and things that were done in good faith just went down the drain because you technically, you know, did this for attention. I think it was just really unnecessary and uncalled for, and I think she just gave herself kind of like a bad look altogether.
Yeah, spending all these people fucking money, man, task force and all this stuff. They could have been doing something else.
Yeah.
And they spending money around here to goddamn on a false goddamn. Come on. You want a weekend getaway type shit. Come on now. Yeah, that shit crazy.
I'm back, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, but hey, Joe, you want to go into this last listener letter, and that should take us out.
Yeah, let's do it. I know y'all was talking about the shorty from Alabama. That shit wild.
Yeah, go and give your opinion on it, man. You know,
bro, that shit wild, bro. Like, come on, man. Y'all seen how the lawyer said that the shorty never saw none of that that she said she seen? It's crazy.
Crazy, dog. So, hey, you remember the book in school you read? The little boy that caught that cried wolf.
Yep.
He cried wolf so many times. They were like, "Oh shit, he bullshit." But the day he caught cried wolf, and that wolf came to ate his ass.
Telly.
Anybody gonna believe you, shorty? Come on,
Telly. Bro, it's crazy, man. I think that it's a lot of shit that people do for clout, bro. It's really Cloutville, USA, man.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
That's crazy.
But so look, we got the last listener letter. When we read this one together as a group, it was really controversial. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. So, what would you do if you found out the person you're entangled with is trans? They had sex surgery, so they got the right parts, but I'm still torn.
Oh, you got a different one. My bad. Go ahead with it.
Why not be honest from the start? Also, I want kids someday. Is it even possible? Yeah, we got a whole different listening letter, man.
Yeah. I was looking at the one about the 20-year husband, but yeah, hey, go ahead.
But. So, I mean, what would y'all do if you find out the person that you was messing with was trans? And I guess it's more so for the females or the dude. I don't know who this would affect more. I'm confused, but...
Hey, the person that... I'm addressing the person that wrote the listener letter. Hey, look, we're not going to go deep in details in this one right here. We're going to give our opinion, and we're gonna step lightly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's reasons behind it, you know what I'm saying? So, me personally, I feel like if you was in that situation, I feel like the first date, if you met someone and you didn't know that they was in a transition, I think that that you owe that person that information on the first date.
Yeah, definitely. I think that should be discussed off top because reality is, man, You may not even be a match for what they're trying to do. I, you know, in the example, have kids, you know, whatever they got planned for their life, that may not work out because technically you're not biologically that gender.
Right.
Because, you know, nowadays you can identify as a fucking carrot cake and people will be like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Kiva, do you have anything on that? I think we got another letter. I sent it to you, Joy.
I just think that it is important to be honest about whatever you have going on up front. A lot of people who have transitioned think that, a lot of people who have transitioned often leave their past self in the past. So they don't even like, you know, once they have become a new person, they kind of like mourn the old them and become this new person. They feel like they don't owe any explanation about the new them. But I think it's very important to be transparent with people. Either way, whether you're a trans woman, trans man, I think if you're comfortable within yourself, like you say you are, you shouldn't have no problem with being transparent ahead of time. That's all I got on that.
All right, and be upfront with people, man. And people be thinking, oh, I didn't lie because I didn't say nothing. I didn't lie because... Nah, bro. Omission of the truth is also lying, bro. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. And listen, the reason, you know, we can write your email and she'll tell you the reason why we didn't go into details. We're not going to go into details with that on the show. Do we have time for the other one, Jordan? If not, we can get ready to close up.
I mean, what time is it? It's we almost at an hour. I don't know. We might want to save that one for another time.
We'll save that one. But hey, tell them about some of the good things we got going on, man. I want to appreciate you and the Keeper, man, for working things out with the live show, man, making sure the space is right and everything, man. But let our people know, man, what's going on.
Just want to let y'all know, like, real spiel, we out here putting down the groundwork so we can have this first live show. We really want to get the podcast off the ground. Not that it's on the ground, but we really want to get more of a following, do more live events so you guys can see us. We're on our YouTube channel. The spot picked out. We got some good food coming for y'all. We have drinks, man. We really think it's going to be a time where you can enjoy it. And it's more of a smaller space, so it's kind of intimate when it comes to, you know, the audience that we're going to have. So we'll do a Q&A. You know, feel free to ask us, you know, whatever questions you want to ask us. Don't get too outrageous because we won't answer them hoes. I'm not finna lie to you. There's some shit that I will not answer because it'll turn into some whole other shit. But, you know, let's be honest and let's have a good time. Bring your friends, bring your family out. I will honestly urge it as an over 18 event because, listen, be for real. Some of the shit that we be saying, let's be honest.
If it's gonna be anything, be for real.
Exactly. You know, really, I will say 21 because, you know, it's probably gonna be liquor all over the building, but I guess 18 to do.
Yeah. And guys, hey, listen to every episode. We're gonna teach you how to win free stuff. I'm saying we got what TVs?
We're raffling off a boat.
I said boat.
Yeah, boat.
This dude said a fucking boat.
I might buy a boat and see how much it costs right for that bitch, huh?
For real. Hey, when the person, you make all the payments to somebody win it. Like, right. Hey, they win the payments and everything with that boat.
$1,000 boat. Where that bitch gonna be a boat with a hole in it? They're gonna be too mad. Like, God damn.
That motherfucker gonna sink as soon as you get in it.
As soon as you put it in water.
You know what they gonna have out? Hey, we really gonna, our name gonna really be big. They gonna say fuck the D-Star show.
All right. they say why the boat just sitting in the grass like that? You ever put on the water? Nope.
Like, never. We never said it float. We just said it's a boat.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right, guys, on that Friday night on September the 8th, we gonna be riding around big. You know what I'm saying? You may be lucky. You may get some free tickets. You know to come out and sales, but hey. We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to be in Maryville, Indiana. It's going to be a nice spot there in Maryville, Indiana. So, but I'm pretty sure we're going to ride over to Chicago and Gary and be out. Man. So y'all may catch us out in the street promoting everything. But, hey, look, come on out. I promise you, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we at the Miller Performance Theater in Gary, Indiana. So y'all know. Man, we could go ahead and drop the low in the day. We at the Miller Performance Theater, Gary, Indiana, September 9th. Doors are going to open probably 6 p.m.
Yeah. So 6 p.m., hey, I promise you're going to have a good time. You can come out and drink some Parmesan with me. Ask questions, you know what I'm saying?
Parmesan is crazy. I'm
Hey, but guys, I promise you, even after the show is done, hey, we're going to turn up and you're going to dance, have a good time. Hey, come on out. It's going to be an event that you never forget.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, can't wait to see y'all.
Can't wait. Nikiva, Jordan, y'all have anything else?
Nope, just I can't wait to see y'all for this live show, and it's going to be a movie. We're making sure we have everything right for y'all. Come with good energy, and we're going to do the same every time.
And once I pull up in the Escalade, don't be hating.
Hey, yo, we hopping out fresh.
Yeah, we hopping out fresh now.
Telling you.
It's giving stars. It's giving celebrities.
Yeah, D might pull up with hat on, but you know what type of time he on.
It's a Cartier frames.
Hey, you know what though? I told myself, I said, hey, look, I'm gonna go to my barber. I ain't wearing no hat this time. I'm gonna have me a fresh lineup and everything, but boy.
Get ready for it. Get extra ready crispy for it. Style.
Hey, this time I'm gonna let him use the paint. Come on now. Nah, I'm bullshit, man.
Yeah, you funny.
But all right, guys, I'm D-Stark.
Yeah, it's been another episode of D-Stark Show, baby. We out.
We out.
We out.